Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Private Equity, next by Mohammed Shaheen, is a practitioner-oriented strategy and leadership guide for modern private equity. Rather than treating the field as primarily a game of leveraged buyouts and financial engineering, the book argues that the next era of private markets demands a broader operating mindset. Shaheen frames this shift through the idea of the principal capitalist, a private equity leader who pairs financial rigor with operational insight, strategic empathy, and long-term company building. Written for fund managers, deal team leaders, operating partners, and CEOs of PE-backed companies, the book positions itself as a playbook for value creation in an environment shaped by abundant capital, higher stakeholder expectations, AI-enabled tools, ESG considerations, and increased transparency. Its purpose is to offer a clear blueprint and practical models that help readers navigate the tension between long-term strategy and short-term performance pressure, while upgrading how they source, diligence, govern, and build businesses from entry to exit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from dealmaker to principal capitalist, a central theme is the reframing of the private equity professional identity. The book contrasts a traditional deal-centered posture, where success is measured mainly by transaction execution and exit multiples, with a broader definition of leadership anchored in building enduring companies. The principal capitalist concept positions the investor as a company architect who is accountable for strategic direction and operational outcomes, not only capital allocation. This framing implies deeper engagement with the business model, talent, and execution system of portfolio companies, while maintaining the financial discipline that private equity is known for. It also elevates softer but decision-critical capabilities, such as strategic empathy, the ability to align stakeholders, and judgment under uncertainty. In practice, the shift changes what teams prioritize across the lifecycle, the questions asked in diligence, the clarity of the value creation plan, the way boards operate, and how performance is measured beyond short-term optics. The result is a more integrated model of PE leadership that aims to be resilient to changing market cycles, and more credible in a world where owners are expected to demonstrate how value is created, not just captured. Secondly, value creation beyond financial engineering. Private equity next emphasizes the competitive advantage increasingly comes from how firms create value operationally, not only from leverage, multiple expansion, or deal structuring. The book highlights a shift in baseline expectations. Capital is more available, competition for assets is intense, and stakeholders scrutinize outcomes more closely. Against that backdrop, a repeatable value creation approach becomes the differentiator. The discussion points toward building durable companies by strengthening fundamentals such as strategy, operating cadence, and execution discipline. This perspective also reframes the investment thesis as something that must be translated into measurable outcomes, with leadership teams equipped to deliver those outcomes under time pressure. Instead of assuming that financial tools can compensate for weak operating performance, the book treats operations and leadership as the core engine of return generation. For PE professionals, the practical implication is a higher standard for pre-close planning and post-close enablement, including clearer priorities, better sequencing, and stronger collaboration between deal teams and operating partners. For CEOs, it reinforces that the sponsor relationship works best when it is oriented around shared execution and capability building rather than purely financial targets. Thirdly, leading through the long-term versus short-term tension, another important topic is managing the inherent tension between long-term strategy and short-term performance demands. Private equity ownership often compresses timelines and raises the cost of missteps, while portfolio companies still need strategic investments that may not pay off immediately. The book addresses this reality by emphasizing adaptable, execution-ready models that help leaders stay oriented to long-term value while meeting near-term expectations. This includes the discipline of setting clear objectives, focusing attention on the few moves that matter most, and creating operating rhythms that keep initiatives on track. It also implies a more intentional approach to governance boards, and owners should reinforce clarity and accountability without driving reactive behavior that undermines strategy. The book further suggests that leadership in this context is not only analytical but also behavioral, requiring conviction, communication, and consistency to prevent strategy drift. A key takeaway is the value of better questions in deal teams and boardrooms. The right questions can reveal hidden risks, sharpen priorities, and improve decision quality in situations where models alone cannot capture the full complexity of markets, people, and execution constraints, applying AI and digital tools without losing judgment. Private Equity next treats AI and emerging digital capabilities as practical levers for better decision-making across sourcing, diligence, and portfolio support. while cautioning that tools should augment rather than replace human judgment. The book positions intelligent adoption as both a competitive necessity and a leadership challenge. Firms must build the muscle to use new technologies responsibly, interpret outputs correctly, and avoid false confidence. In a private equity context, this can mean improving pattern recognition, accelerating research, strengthening pipeline management, and enhancing how teams synthesize information under time constraints. But it also raises questions about data quality, bias, and the temptation to treat speed as a proxy for insight. The principal capitalist mindset, therefore, includes a thoughtful approach to technology, where the goal is clearer thinking, better prioritization, and improved execution rather than technology for its own sake, for operating partners and CEOs. The theme supports deploying digital tools to create visibility and accountability in operations, enabling faster feedback loops and more measurable progress. The practical message is that AI is part of the new baseline, but durable advantage still depends on leadership, context, and the ability to make sound decisions when the data is incomplete. Lastly, ESG, transparency, and purpose as performance constraints. The book situates modern private equity in an era of higher accountability, where ESG and broader stakeholder expectations increasingly shape what is permissible, investable, and scalable. Rather than treating ESG as a marketing layer, the framing connects it to durability and risk management in a world of radical transparency. This environment affects fundraising narratives, portfolio governance, operational policies, and reputational resilience. It also changes how value creation is communicated, because limited partners, employees, customers, and regulators often demand clearer evidence of responsible ownership and long-term thinking. The principal capitalist concept aligns with this shift by defining leadership in terms of purpose and performance together. Not as trade-offs, but as linked constraints that must be managed. For PE professionals, this implies integrating ESG and transparency into diligence questions, board oversight, and KPI design in ways that are practical and tied to the business model. For management teams, it encourages building companies that can sustain scrutiny and maintain trust while still delivering results. The broader takeaway is that the rules of legitimacy in private equity are evolving, and firms that adapt their operating playbook will be better positioned to compete and to hold assets through volatility. In conclusion, Private Equity Next is best suited for private equity professionals who want a modern operating-oriented view of the industry, including fund managers, deal team leaders, operating partners, and board members, as well as CEOs and founders working with PE owners. Readers benefit most if they are looking for a leadership and execution playbook rather than a technical manual on LBO mechanics. The practical value lies in its emphasis on repeatable models for navigating ownership pressure, aligning strategy with execution, and upgrading how value is created after the deal closes. Intellectually, the book helps readers update their mental model of private equity to match a landscape where capital is abundant, competition is intense, and stakeholders demand accountability, clarity, and measurable outcomes. What makes it stand out in its category is its positioning around identity and leadership, captured by the principal capitalist idea, and its integration of contemporary realities such as AI-enabled work, ESG expectations, and transparency. Compared with many private equity titles that focus primarily on transactions, valuation, or financing structures, this book highlights the operating system of modern PE, how leaders think, how they govern, how they make decisions, and how they build companies that can sustain performance beyond a single exit cycle. If you would like to support Mohammed Shaheen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.